What is this? And why did you say that it had died, as if it were an animal? It was hard to the touch, shiny on one side and smooth on the other, and completely unlike anything Tristan had ever seen. I really need to get this in a bowl of rice. He had no idea how to respond to that. What, are you serious? You're telling me you don't have cell phones here? It doesn't seem that remote. Edinburgh, he repeated, pronouncing it the correct way. She was certainly a foreigner, but from where? Whatever, we aren't that far away, and... We are more than 2 days' ride from Edinburgh, he said, still looking at the black box. It was smooth and shiny like the side of a black rock, but with indentations on its edges. 2 days' ride? You mean drive? How is that possible? It took less than an hour to get to Lennon Falls, and we must be near there, right? She'd turned to look at him, her eyes wide again. He looked down to where her shirt clung to her very prominent breasts. What matter of costume was it that she should reveal so much? Ahem. He looked up. Okay, what the hell is going on? Did you kidnap me from Lennon or something? If so, you are the worst kidnapper in the world. And what's with the outfit? Her voice increased in pitch as she spoke. Kidnapping? Do you take me for a reaver? Oh, a what? Tristan's headache was returning with a vengeance. Had he not been so tired and hungry and out of sorts, he might have had a bit more patience. Handing the odd object back to her, he said, You will stay at Saxford until I can determine how you were able to breach our defences, and you will explain your odd attire and... Odd attire, she gasped. You show up looking like some guy from medieval times and call my attire odd? I don't know what the hell is going on, but I'm sick to death of it. The last thing I remember is jumping into that waterfall. I need to find my sisters, especially Caroline, so I can wring her pretty little neck for making us do something so stupid. But I most certainly can't stay here. She nodded to the castle. I have a flight to catch tomorrow. So? Her eyes narrowed. Will you please tell me where I am and who you are, so I can get back to the inn immediately? Remarkable. He hadn't understood everything, but there was no mistaking her tone, somewhere between derision and fear. Though he knew plenty of men who'd have tossed her back onto that beach by now, Tristan was not the sort to shy away from a challenge. And she was most certainly going to be just that. He spurred the mount forward and responded, though surely she must know more than she pretended to, unless she really had hit her head and did not realize it. You are at Saxford Castle. She shook her head. No, that's not possible. I saw that on the map. That's in England. Northumbria. I thought it was Northumberland. And we can't be in England. They'd reached the gatehouse. Tristan looked up to the guards who immediately opened the portcullis. His companion stopped talking as they passed through the thick stone walls. Once they reached the courtyard, they were greeted by his new squire, who had clearly been waiting for him. Derwin, he said, dismounting and reaching up to help. What name are you called? She wasn't looking at him. In fact, she wasn't looking at anyone. Whereas she'd been arguing with him the moment before, her eyes were now closed, and if he hadn't been there to catch her, his guest would have fallen and broken her neck. She slid right into his arms, limp and motionless. Is she dead, my lord? Derwin's eyes widened with good cause. He leaned down and felt her breath on his cheek. Nay, Derwin, she is not. What is she wearing? He knew not. Nor did he know where she came from or what strange manner of an object she carried in her hand. But Tristan was determined to find out.